This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I'm judging a Stille Nacht. It's from De Dol Brewers in Essen, Belgium. And this is a Category 16E Belgian specialty ale. Now, as that name implies, every beer that's in that category is going to be somewhat unique. It's meant to have a place for special Belgian beers that don't really fit any other of the named styles. This one is the winter seasonal beer from the people that are called the Mad Brewers. It's a little brewery in Flanders. Like I said, the town of Essen. They're known for their very distinctive labels. They're sort of trippy, has like the little happy snowman on it. All the labels are drawn by the brewer, by the way. It's an architect by trade who just brews on weekends. It's a small little brewery. Great place to visit. The guy's 70-plus-year-old mother gives the tours. She's a hoot. Anyhow, Stille Nacht. It's a deep amber-orange color. It's clear. It has a moderate off-white head with tight bubbles, and it's doing a very nice job lacing the glass. All that's appropriate for Belgian beers. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma has sort of a honey, dark sugar, spicy floral hop, perfumey kind of nose. Has a fair amount of alcohol. Lots of esters, like apricots or pears. So it's mostly this honey, sugary nose with a lot of other things going on. Like I said, the esters, the alcohol, hops. Just a little bit of phenolics, not much. It's not funky. Certainly complex and enticing. The honey, sweet nose lingers mixed with the esters. Some of that has to be malt, too. Malt sweetness and alcohol. The alcohol's not sharp, but you can tell that it's a beer of substance. I'm going to give that an 11. Yeah, that's a very nice smell. So tasting it? Yeah, you get honey, dark sugar, a full multi-sweet palate. Bitterness is maybe medium. You get some smooth alcohol there. Medium, low, spicy hops. Very light phenolics. It's got a malty, sugary finish. With some esters. The aftertaste is very perfumey. It's got a honey, alcohol, estery flavor. It's very unique. All this is very interesting. Yeah, the certainly a sizable beer. But its strength is really, well, it's apparent, but it's not, I mean, it's not hammering you over the head. I'll give that a 19. It's very nice. Mouthfeel. Yeah, it's got a medium full, maybe full body. Medium-high carbonation. Most Belgian beers are well carbonated. It's quite warming, not hot, though, and very smooth, so I'll give that a 5. Overall, well, it's sweet, rich, complex. It makes me think of like a Belgian Braggot, almost. It's got that honey character. It's strong but smooth. It's a very interesting flavor profile. The various sugar components plus the yeast. There's a lot of different layers of flavor there. Certainly a big beer. It's warming, rich, festive. Still an oct. If you don't know, it's meant as, you know, what we would call Silent Night or Christmas Eve. And actually, as I'm tasting this, it is Christmas Eve 2008. So I've got a Stillenacht on Stillenacht. So I think that's sort of a proper way of enjoying this. So a little bit about the beer, because to judge this category, you really sort of have to understand what's going on with the beer. You know, it's a category where you can put in clones of specific beer. So if somebody tried to make something like this, they'd have to say, well, you know, what is it? You know, we've got sort of a Christmas beer category, and, you know, this is sort of a Belgian Christmas beer. Belgian specialties go in the, you know, the Belgian category, not in one of the other categories. Mostly because judges who understand Belgian beers, have some familiarity with them, will have a broader appreciation for them and not just treat it as something weird. That's really why the Belgians are broke off differently. So I did visit this brewery in 2005, I think. So I did take some notes on this beer, since this is my favorite beer that they offer. It's a small part of their production, and it does age nicely. So they say they use 6 different kinds of malts at the brewery, although they didn't say which ones were used in this particular beer. Clearly, they're using paler malts, since it's not a dark beer. They do make beers that are dark. They said the gravity of it was 12.4 degrees in the Belgian system, in the old Belgian system, which basically is like original gravity, except you drop the leading one. So 12.4 degrees is a 1.124 OG beer. So, I mean, that's up where Thomas Hardy starts. Thomas Hardy's is an 1125 beer, and this is an 1124. So if it was fully dried out, you know, it would be in the 12% alcohol or so range. Although this one is somewhat sweet, it is strong. It doesn't actually have it on the label of the alcohol strength. I suspect it can change in the bottle, because it is bottle conditioned and they do prime the bottles. They said they don't put any sugar in the boil when they make the beer. They only add it at primary. And they said the Stillenacht is primed with dark candy sugar, white candy sugar, and honey. And the honey character really does come through. So I guess the amount of attenuation in the bottle will control the final alcohol. Yeah, that's pretty much all they would tell me about the beer, about this particular beer. You know, I've got some other details on the mash and the pitching and things like that, but, you know, they say that this beer is dry hopped, although it doesn't have, much of a hop character at all, really with all that alcohol going on. So, it makes sense for this beer to have a honey quality to it, and it does tell you something about the gravity and alcohol, and that is expressed in the final beer. So it's interesting because it has that honey quality to it. And if they add it at priming, then more of the honey aromatics are likely to be there at the end. So certainly that's what I'm getting in the glass now. Yeah, I know for a fact this beer ages very well. I've had some old versions of it that I've cellared. I've had some old ones in Belgium. It's a nice beer. It's certainly something that you should enjoy in the winter. Maybe start a tradition like I do of having it on Christmas Eve. So back to the score sheet. I will give it an overall impression of 10. It's a lovely Belgian Christmas beer. Really sort of gives you the mood of the season. Very nice. So my total score for this is 48. It's a beautiful beer. If you go to Belgium, it's a nice little brewery tour. I highly recommend it. So that's the Stille Nacht from the De Dol Brewers. Judged as a Category 16E Belgian specialty.